KB is on vacation this week. KB is in Cooperstown because Patrick has a baseball tournament. And in the KB chair today, and he's a little nervous because he's not usually in that chair, John McGivern.
I'm in this chair.
I know. You're usually in the chair next to him.
He actually came in and said, can I sit over there? And I said, whatever you want to do.
Wherever you feel comfortable.
I like sitting in that on the corner there so I can see it all. This is kind of, this chair feels sweaty.
If you start grabbing yourself, I know you're totally, oh, I'm picking your nose.
You're channeling KB. That's what you're doing.
Just a little bit.
So I got to tell you, you look not only tan, but you look very thin. I can tell you have been dieting.
I'm doing my Memorial Day to Labor Day diet, which means I need a snack bad. That's what that means.
Okay.
I am so hungry.
Are you?
And, you know, I know this. I know people who hear me. I do this a lot.
You do.
You go up and you down, and you're up, and you do yo-yo, which is good for you, though.
It's completely because of my compulsive disorder, where it's like, I'm going to say I'm going to do something, and I do it. You know, and you know I can stick to something very well. So Memorial Day, I said this is it because, you know, I lose and gain 20 pounds every, I don't know, 8 months. And I love me gaining. I do. I love the whole process of gaining.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's so fun. And the process of losing, I love too.
You know what's the most fun? The absolute most fun is when you're coming off of losing a lot of weight.
Mm-hmm.
And you have now made the conscious decision that you're no longer going to diet.
Mm.
But you've got that window of thinness while you can still eat.
So 7 minutes.
So people see you and go, wow, you look great while you're eating a gigantic cheeseburger.
Right.
So how does he do it?
Yeah.
He must have a very high metabolism.
Exactly.
No, I'll be big tomorrow.
Yeah. Well,
so like after Labor Day, is that when you kind of cut the ribbon and go, here we go into the holidays? Or?
Well, of course, my whole thing is that I'm just going to, after Labor Day, now what I'm going to do is just really watch it. And this is my new lifestyle. And it's like, that's a bunch of BS. It's not going to be. I'm going to be, by Thanksgiving, I'll be like, wow, am I chunky? I mean, that's what's going to happen. It's going to happen.
You know what? It's nice, though, you plan for it.
I do.
Don't get rid of the clothes. They're all going to sit there.
And the reason I did this was because PBS shot my show.
Did they?
They did. It was 4-camera, 4 HD cameras.
HD, too.
Last night.
Oh,
and
boy,
I
want to tell you.
Wow.
You talk about some motivation to lose weight when you know HD cameras are going to show up. And
I haven't eaten since Memorial Day. I am weak and dizzy, but I don't care. I'm tan and thin. I am like, wow, these are falling off me. My senior pants.
Your senior pants?
My pants that I wore as a senior in high school.
Okay.
They're falling off.
Okay, well, that's very nice.
But
that's
I love the fact that I walked in. What did you say to me? Wow, you look thin and tan. You look like one of those.
Yeah, I said you look like a Florida retiree. You look like a 50-year-old Florida retiree.
And I hate you.
Well, that's what happens because, you know, you got time, you exercise, you walk, you get tan, that kind of thing.
That's true.
Take up golf.
Oh, yeah.
Go to
all of those things are right up my alley.
Buffets at 3 in the afternoon.
Now
that
we're
kind of
talking.
Stuff.
Yeah. I need one.
I know this sounds kind of strange, but it would be tough for me to lose weight in the summer because I love cooking out, you know, brats on the grill, all the summertime stuff.
I do too. But, you know, you've got, you know, you make a commitment and you kind of stick to it. And now since we shot that thing last night, I think I may have a pizza tonight. I got to. I have to get my strength. But talking about food in the summer, I have some things to say about that. And that is, when I was a kid on the east side of Milwaukee, we were always excited when the grill was hauled out of the basement on Memorial Day. And, you know, those were the days when there were only two types of grills. Small ones and big ones.
Yeah, that's true.
And we had a big grill. And it took its place and stood proud on the cement slab in our backyard. It took its place alongside the dirt we turned over on that first warm day. In that dirt, my dad planted tomatoes, lettuce, and squash. He took incredible care so that when summer was in its full dance, we could eat not only off the grill, but also out of the dirt that was in our backyard. I'd always say, is that food clean? Fresh foods growing all over our neighborhood. The smell of meat and chicken and fish being grilled on our patios and in our yards. Summer meals. Summer eating is about fun. It's about being outside. It's about casual, handheld food prepared with friends and neighbors in mind. Knives and forks are optional. It's Usinger's Bratwurst, served on Scortino's bakery roll with corn on the cob submerged in melted butter with a little bit of salt and fresh chilled cut into large wedged watermelon slices. Now I'm hungry! That's summer eating.
Oh, that's good stuff, man.
Isn't it?
That is good stuff.
And those grills, you know, remember those? Those were like the, you had to assemble them. They had the kind of tripod legs, and it was a big round, real, not very deep, with the grill that would kind of go around.
Oh, sure.
It would kind of revolve a little bit. It's not like the Weber's where they're secure.
Yeah.
But I see, grilling was different at my house. My dad wasn't a great griller.
Oh, he wasn't?
No.
Was your mom?
I think... No. She wouldn't get near that grill with the... She had more fluorocarbons in her hair. She'd go up like a torch. Are you kidding me?
There it goes. Oh, what happened?
Yeah. There's Jan. She just came in from the hair. Exactly. Come
on. She's been wearing a scarf for weeks.
We all know that. Mom's just used a lot of hairspray.
Yes,
the Aquanet.
Absolutely.
Good Lord. Yeah. But my dad would always... It was like a funeral pyre. You know, the fire would be going and the meat would come off. And I think that's why I eat my meat so rare these days.
It's because it was just... It's a reaction to the way you used to have to eat it.
You would chew and chew and chew. And the hot dogs were always black.
Those were the hot dogs.
I know. I know. I mean, it was just... Bless his heart, you know, he would get out there and do it, but man, it was just not good eating.
We loved it because we knew on Memorial Day when we hauled that grill from the basement and placed it in that place that it would stand.
It was summer.
It was summer, and we knew that from here on in through Labor Day, we'd be eating food items that weren't boiled. So it was the only time where I was like, and I can remember Dad hauling platters of stuff that he hauled off that grill, and we'd be like, Dad, what is this? And he'd say, it's meat! And it's like, have we ever had meat before? Because we're used to just gummed out boiled meat, and it's like, so grilled meat. But we'd always get...
We all had such great upbringing.
Didn't we?
See, my mom's Italian, so all we did was eat good food every day.
You did?
Oh, my God, yeah. Are you kidding me?
See, there lies the difference.
And my dad was a butcher.
Oh,
okay,
Lord,
so,
I wished I were you!
So between Memorial Day and Labor Day, I mean, he would
stuff.
Bring, oh, my God, he would bring it home. Yeah, absolutely.
Would you be like, Dad, could you bring home, like...
Well, yeah, he was a butcher. That's what he did.
So as a kid, you knew cuts of meat.
Yes. I was a butcher's apprentice. That's what I did when I was a teenager. I actually worked...
Back in the butcher shop?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
See, he can tell you all about meat and... Skinning the livers and stuff like that, and
that's disgusting.
I can name as many narcotics as you can throw at me.
Well, I can do that too, but those are from my college days.
My dad was a pharmacist. Carol,
my dad was a bricklayer. I don't know brick from brack.
But you do know brick-a-brack.
I do know brick-a-brack.